أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يوم ندعو كل أناس بإمامهم فمن أوتي كتابه بيمينه فأولئك يقرؤون كتابهم ولا يظلمون فتيلا. ومن كان في هذه أعمى فهو في الآخرة أعمى وأضل سبيلا. وإن كادوا ليفتنونك عن الذي أوحينا إليك لتفتري علينا غيره وإذا لاتخذوك خليلا. ولولا أن ثبتناك لقد كدت تركن إليهم شيئا قليلا. إذا لأذقناك ضعف الحياة وضعف الممات ثم لا تجد لك علينا نصيرا. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. الله عز وجل mentions يوم ندعو, the day when we will call, كل أناسٍ, every person, بإمامهم, by his imam. The day when we will call every person by his imam. The Arabic word imam here refers to a person's record of deeds, book of deeds. According to Abdullah ibn Abbas, Imam Hassan Basri and Imam Qatada rahimahullah, Imam Mujahid says the imam here is referring to Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. Therefore each nation will be called with their Nabi. And this interpretation is also supported by another verse of Surah Nisa as well, where Allah says, how will it be when we shall bring forth from every nation a witness? So basically, each prophet of each nation, they will be called on the day of Qiyamah, on the day of resurrection. فَمَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ. As for those who will be given their book in their right hand. Okay. In this verse, Allah Ta'ala talks about people being called. And when we'll be going towards the plane of resurrection, in another hadith also mentions that each one of us will be inquiring, by how long did you stay? How long was it in the grave? The fellow is like this. And they'll be whispering quietly, because that maqam will be of such fright that everyone, no one will be, oh, where are we going? You know, we scream, what's happening here? This, nothing like that. We'll be quiet. It was such a quiet which will be anticipation. What's going to happen? Kya hoga? What's going to be? What's happening? Where are we going? Wow. This is how it's going to be. So those people who've been given the book in their right hand. Anybody? Ha. That will be a sign that these are the people who are successful in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ah, amazing. Soon as the book is given in right hand, he will feel so relieved. So relieved. It's like someone, people get into trouble. Goodbye. Wait, not you, you go. It's not me. Just think on that day when we give the book in the right hand, oh, ajeeb o ghareeb. فَأُولَٰئِكَ يَقْرَؤُونَ كِتَابَهُ. They will be the ones who read their book. They won't be ashamed to read their book. They'll be happy because that is their life. And they'll be happy to read about it because it's all good. Their whole life was full of khair, full of goodness. full of those actions and deeds which was pleasing to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because remember, Allah is watching. Allah is there all the time. And that they're in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they'll be reading the book. Why they'll be, subhanAllah. And some narrations also mention that they'll be so happy, they'll be boasting. They'll go into everyone, look at my book. I passed. Sometimes someone says that too much. Here, by what ushari mar raha hai. But come, God. Don't, you know, you're blowing up now, reaching the clouds. Take it easy. You know what I mean? But on that day, it will not be like that. On that day, when we'll be boasting about what we have done and the book, we'll be even more happy and Allah will like it as well. Why? Because you deserve it. Because you deserved it. Because you passed the main test. These only little tests we have, driving tests, school tests, exam tests, this test. These are small tests. We get tested by budget, we get tested by illness, we get tested by our iman is tested. Sometimes a lot of people becoming murtad, a lot of people having this about, what's good. These are all tests from Allah to see if we choose the right option. Do we make the right decision? These are small tests. Have we passed our exams? Not passed our exams. In the dunya, you can take a retake. You're looking for a job at that particular exam, you did not pass, but koi baat nahi, go for another career. Go for certain jobs, you don't need any test at all. Any exam, okay. If you felt this one, when you went for Allah, it didn't work, you go for something simple. But this test is such that there's no retake. There's no return. Chalo, send you back to the dunya. Send you back to the world. Chalo, wapas iman lao, bring iman again, bring do good deeds again, then you come back to me. And soon as we leave the dunya, there's no returning back. There's no returning. So they will boast. I've got it. I've passed. Allahu Akbar. وَلَا يُزْلَمُونَ فَتِيلًا and will not be oppressed in the least. No one will be oppressed. In the dunya we oppress, we do zulam here and there. People of authority do zulam. Leadership do zulam sometimes. Allah is such, subhanAllah, there's no zulam. وَمَا رَبُّكَ بِظَلَّامٍ لِلْعَبِيدِ Allah does not do zulam upon His servants. We oppress ourselves. فَلَا تَزْلِمُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ Allah says, don't oppress yourselves. On the day of Qiyamah, no zulam. Everything will be fair, everything will be just. Allahu Akbar. وَمَنْ كَانَ فِي هَذِهِ أَعْمَى Whoever is blind in this world, فَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ أَعْمَى will be blind in the hereafter. وَأَضَلُّ سَبِيلًا and will be even more astray. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has created the perfect system of this world and has filled it with natural signs like the sun, moon, star, mountains, rivers, etc. Seeing all this, man cannot help but to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from this. And if a person does not recognize Allah from all these signs around us, the day, the night, the sun, the moon, the rain, everything else, even our own bodies, how Allah has created it. Now if a person even then fails to recognize Allah, fail to believe in Allah, then in the eyes of Allah, he's blind. He's blind. And in addition to all these signs, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also sent the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam with the message of Tawheed and prove their authenticity by miracles and various other signs as well. But there are those people in every nation who chose to turn a blind eye to these factors and they do not want to believe. So Allah Ta'ala makes a mention here that these people who are blind in this world, they are blind in the hereafter as well. Because then in the hereafter, they want to find out reality in front of them. They want to mend their ways. They want to go back now and change everything. But it will be too late. In this world, you can always repent. You can always do tawbah. But in the hereafter, there's no room for repentance. There's no room for tawbah. It is for this reason that they'll be even more astray in the hereafter. That's why Allah makes a mention in another verse of the Quran Kareem. Man a'radha an dhikri. Man a'radha an dhikri. He who turns away from my remembrance. Mujhe yaad nahi karta. Man a'radha an dhikri. Fa inna lahu ma'ishatan dhanka. Will give him a very narrow life. Narrow life could mean that in this world no barakah, no blessing. Some say he's referring to the grave, that the grave will be, his life in the grave will be all narrow. All narrow. وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. And we will raise them on the day of Qiyamah blind. Raise them on the day of Qiyamah blind. And when they'll be raised blind on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Tabaraka, they'll complain to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, قَالَ رَبِّ لِمَ حَشَرْتَنِي أَعْمَى. Oh Lord, you have gathered us, you have gathered me blind. وَقَدْ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا. Well, I was able to see in the dunya. I had eyes, I wasn't blind in the dunya. I was able to see. Why am I resurrected blind here now? Allahu Akbar. Ajeebu gharib. Allah will reply, قَالَ كَذَلِكَ أَتَتْكَ آيَاتُنَا. Why? Because in the dunya, our signs, our verses kept on coming to you. Our signs in the form of sun, moon, this. Our signs in the form of miracles made out by the prophets. The Anbiya came, they did miracles, the miracles of the Kitab of Allah, all in front of you. And constantly, subhanAllah, you are reminded. Reminded by the Anbiya, reminded by the Kitabullah, reminded by Rijalullah, reminded by people who are there to remind each other. فَنَسِيْتَهَا, Allah says. But you forgot us. No time. Forget, oh, you thought, Pishloki kahani, it's got nothing to do with me. Oh, we've got no time. Kahani of the normal life, so must and engrossed in their worldly life that completely forgot the objective of life, the purpose of life. Forget to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So then Allah will say, وَكَذَلِكَ الْيَوْمَ تُنْسَى. In this manner, you forgot us in the dunya, you are forgotten today. On the day of Qiyamah, you are forgotten. Meaning when you are in trouble, right, you need people to buy, help me out, man. You say, who are you? You know me, you are... You will sat together with Edward. I don't know you. But ye kya? That's what happens. At the time of musibat, you're saying, I don't even know you, I've forgotten you. Similar scenario here. وَكَذَلِكَ الْيَوْمَ. Allah knows, Allah knows everyone. But Allah is saying, today you are going to be forgotten. But who can? Yeah. Time and time you were reminded, time and time you were called, you ignored. Time and time again, حَيَّ الصَّلَاةَ حَيَّ الْفَلَاةَ حَيَّ الصَّلَاةَ حَيَّ الْفَلَاةَ حَيَّ الصَّلَاةَ حَيَّ الْفَلَاةَ. Time and time again, knock on the door. By tabligh wale aaye hai, by come for any our objective of life. Come to the house of Allah. Okay. Our elders, our ulama, our mashayikh, constantly from the mimbar, reminding us. Oh, remind us. Constantly remind, by ye karo, is tarah karo, do it this way, do it that way. That is a sign of neglect. And Allah is watching. But we are neglecting. We were in ghafla. We were ignoring. We did not deem it to be very significant or important. When you don't regard something difficult, we ignore it. Anyway, a letter come by £2,000 fine in our house. We don't ignore it. No, heart attack already. And if you don't pay back in 2 weeks, then it gets increased even more. Get this. Allah time and time again, through Anbiya, through Sahaba, through the pious people, through the ulama, through the mufakkihin, through the muballighin, constant reminders to us by dunya and the akhirah. This is dunya, this is akhirah. Get ready and save ourselves from the fire of Jahannam. But we ignore those penalties. Ignore it. The compassion of Allah is that Allah still we ignore every day, but Allah gives us chance right until the last day of in this life. We still get a chance. No matter how many time we ignore, Allah still gives us a chance. But when there's no chance, is when our eyes close. Meaning eyes close now, we can transfer from this dunya to the next dunya, then we have no time. So Allah means, وَكَذَٰلِكَ الْيَوْمَ تُنْسَىٰ. Today you are going to be forgotten. So when we live in this world, we must remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember our objective. This is what this verse is trying to say. This is the scenario of the day of Qiyamah. And when the books will be given to us, it mentions in another verse of the Quran Kareem, وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا. You will see everything present in that book. Everything, every second of our life. It's like a whole film. Our whole life film will be there. Allahu Akbar. And we'll be surprised. Is this the book? لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا. It's not left out even minute detail. Everything is in there. Allahu Akbar. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us the tawfiq.
Amen.
Do understand our purpose of life and do whatever we can and constantly remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because when we remember Allah, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ, Allah remembers you. When we remember Allah, Allah remembers us. Always remember. That's why the Thabit Bunani rahimullah used to say that I can tell when Allah is remembering me. I can tell when Allah is remembering me. Someone asked, how can you tell Allah is remembering me? He said, when I remember Allah, I know Allah is remembering me. Thabit Bunani rahimullah. I can tell when he's remembering. These are pious people. Those people. Always connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. That before our time comes and before this book is be given, make dua of Allah, grant us the book of deeds in our right hand. Always make the grandest book in the right hand. That will be the sign of great success in the hereafter. And may Allah give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Wa atubu ilayk.